Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, November 12th, and this is Taylor St. Theo's Chicago 8 volunteer reporting, and together we will do better. Yesterday, the company announced another opportunity for voluntary furlough. It will begin on April 1st, 2014, the day after the current voluntary furlough expires, and conclude at the end of March 2015. Since the grounding of the 737 fleet in 2008, the company has been managing its perceived overstaffing situation with voluntary furloughs and partnership bidding. Partnership bidding may be offered for 2014 if the company does not receive its desired number of voluntary furlough bids. The precise number of flight attendants by which the company claims we are overstaffed will be announced on November 18, concurrent with the bidding timeline. Both voluntary furloughs and partnership bidding have proven very popular with flight attendants, and we are pleased that contractual provision will again be invoked, thereby reducing or eliminating the need for any involuntary furloughs. Certainly, any talk of involuntary furloughs can be stressful, especially for our most junior members, but it is worth remembering that we have not had a single flight attendant on involuntary furlough status in over a decade. We anticipate continuing this historic norm of the voluntary furlough and partnership flying preventing any involuntary furloughs. It was announced this morning that American and U.S. Airways have reached a settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice, clearing the way for the proposed merger of the two airlines to come to fruition. The terms of the settlement include the merged airlines relinquishing of 104 slots at Washington National Airport and 34 slots at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Additionally, the new American will have to surrender two gates at each of the following airports: Boston, Miami, Chicago, Dallas, and Los Angeles. U.S. Airways AFA is currently reviewing the complete settlement to determine if the hard work of their members is being appropriately recognized and to determine if they can continue to support the merger. Awards for Phase 1 of vacation bidding have been posted and are available on your VAC BID screen in U-Matic or through the CAT system by calling 1-800-FLIGHTLINE, option 1, option 4. Bidding Phase 2 will open November 16th at 0830 local time and close November 28th at 0830 local time. Phase 3 will open December 1st and close December 7th also at 0830 local domicile times. Please refer to the 2014 vacation booklet for more details. In January 2014, the European Union will begin allowing some liquids, gels, and aerosols to be carried on board under a phased rollout plan. At the same time, the United Kingdom will begin allowing duty-free liquids to be carried in hand luggage and tested for safety at the security checkpoint using a new tool called the Battelle Screening Device, or LS10. The device works by passing radio and ultrasonic frequencies through the liquid. The frequency is then analyzed after passing through. The technology works on bottles, metal cans, and ceramic containers. The test takes 3 to 5 seconds per container. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration reports it is looking into similar technology for analyzing liquids. However, they have cautioned that liquid explosives are a serious threat, and we aren't ready to move away from the ban on liquids. So it does not appear that the U.S. will be following the lead of the U.K. and European Union anytime soon. On Thursday, November 7th, we were advised by the company of a temporary fix for the problems you have encountered regarding passengers entering zip codes in order to purchase Wi-Fi service available on some of our international flights. Specifically, if the passenger enters a non-U.S. zip code, the Wi-Fi login will fail. If one of your passengers is having a problem accessing the Wi-Fi using a foreign zip code, advise them to enter 00000 in the zip code field. That's 5 zeros in the zip code field. If your continuing qualification CQ early MAGO month is a reserve month, you can request that you not be assigned in that month. Notify the company that you do not want to be assigned in your early reserve month by using DIS*884 in Unimatic before the primary bid award closes at 0800 local domicile time on the 18th of each month. If you choose to allow yourself to potentially be assigned in your early MAGO month, you should know that you will not be assigned prior to the 14th of that month to allow you time to complete all the necessary pre-work. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling as we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the United Airlines.